Companies around Hawaii were making cloth masks even before the CDC guidance to wear face masks last Friday. Now, however, they're pretty much sold out. The healthcare sector still needs protective equipment of every kind, but there are options for the average person who needs a cloth mask. Troy Inoka is one of the founders of Masks for Hawaii. Since March, they've helped direct medical-grade masks and over 1,000 cloth masks to the healthcare community.
We're actually still getting a lot of requests from long-term care facilities and hospitals, and I just saw one from the police department.
Stylish masks by Hawaii designers are long gone, but Don Quixote, for example, had cloth masks until last Friday. Masks are available online, though many outlets caution there is a 1 to 2 week waiting period.
There's really many options if it's professionally made or even just a makeshift t-shirt mask. The whole goal is to protect others in the community.
Tei Tigashihara, Masks for Hawaii co-founder, is a UH med school student like many in the organization. He points out the 700-member Masks for Hawaii Facebook group includes many local makers offering tips. After hours on the job, healthcare workers' ears are sore. Makers have found a simple button extender to help with that. Mask makers are needed. The CDC recommends wearing a cloth face covering in public settings. They've posted a video of the Surgeon General making a face mask out of a t-shirt and rubber bands. It takes less than 45 seconds. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.